Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. If we have wings, we can fly. We can soar away from where we've been and choose to land somewhere completely different, somewhere better. That's what the annual Wings One-Day Seminar at Clatsop Community College offers women interested in going back to school, an opportunity to change their lives. Wings is a launching pad, a step up toward a more rewarding and enriching life. And Wings 2010 is happening on Saturday, September 11th, from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Clatsop Community College. It's free, and there is childcare and lunch provided on site. Why is Wings so important and so successful in our world today? We'll find out from my guests, Margaret Frimuth, who is Clatsop Community Lives in Transition Coordinator, and Wings graduate Tanya Pierce, along with Lives in Transition Program Assistant Rinda Johansson. Well, welcome, Margaret. It's lovely to see you here in the studio.
It's wonderful to be here. Thanks, Donna.
Yes, and you're also a volunteer at KMUN. You do many good things in our community.
Thank you.
And it's nice to meet you too, Rinda.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
Yes, and Tanya, read about you in the paper yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Looking forward to hearing more of your story today on the program. Before we talk about Wings and what an incredible program, it's a one-day seminar that's happening on the 11th of September. Before we talk about that, let's talk a little bit about each of you so that the listening audience can get an idea of who you are and what your involvement in the community is. And Margaret, let's start with you.
Sure. Well, I have many hats that I wear in this community, but I feel very fortunate to have landed my own wings at Clatsop Community College in the Lives in Transition program. And I guess the interesting thing that I would add in terms of what I'm doing these days is that I went back to school 2 years ago. It's never too late. I'm now working on my doctorate, have completed the coursework, and I'm looking forward to writing a dissertation that focuses on the Victory Over Child Abuse camps that have been happening for the last 23 years in this community. So that's what I'm focusing on, and it's great to be here.
How long have you lived here, Margaret? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Stockton, California, moved to Portland, Oregon when I was 10, and then loved the coast. And so I've been here nearly a quarter of a century. Yep.
All right. Thank you. And what about you, Rinda?
I live in Swenson on a little farm. I have two kids. They would be called teenagers. If they heard kids, they'd be upset with me. I am a graduate of Clatsop Community College. I am a graduate of the Lives in Transition program, and I've been helping with Wings for about 3 years now. An awesome bunch of women to work with. They're real go-getters, and I really enjoy my time that I spend with them on all their different projects.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about what Lives in Transition is, because I know some people might get confused, and they say, well, wait, there's Wings. Mm-hmm. That's happening Saturday, September 11th. That's a one-day seminar. And then there's Lives in Transition, and that's an ongoing program at Clatsop Community College. And we'll go into more detail on that a little bit later. And please tell us about yourself, Tanya.
Well, I am first and foremost a mom, and I have three school-age children, and I'm a full-time college student.
And you grew up in this area?
I grew up in this area for the most part, and I've been here since 96 this last time, and we went to Salem for a few years and came back when the kids started school.
All right, and then you made a huge leap. You took a leap of faith, and it took some courage, and we'll talk about that too.
Okay.
Margaret, why don't you please explain a little bit about what Wings is, how it started, and how it's different from Lives in Transition?
Well, Lives in Transition is a program through Clatsop Community College, and it's been in existence since the 80s. It's the old single-parent displaced homemaker program that was funded through the federal government in the 80s nationwide. It was very incredibly successful, and then the funding dried up. And so communities saw the success of the program, and many communities have maintained the program, particularly through community colleges. So we are one of those programs, and the college maintains Lives in Transition, and the Seaside and Astoria branches of AAUW, the Association of University Women, was looking for a project that would support women going back to school. And so Wings was birthed from that organization. And so it's been in alignment with Lives in Transition because it's a wonderful way of broadening our ability to draw women in who are interested, who want a taste of college, who have a bazillion questions and don't know who to ask those questions to. So AAUW provides a forum through WINGS that allows women to come in, get a taste of college, and ask all kinds of questions, and then decide whether to continue on in school.
Okay. And maybe, Brenda, you can explain a little bit. You are a Lives in Transition graduate. Why don't you explain about why did you go to Lives in Transition? What did you experience there, and what does it now offer?
The Lives in Transition, I entered because being a mom, I was dealing with the stress of trying to do college and the guilt of kids in school and trying to deal with that. And it taught me to deal with my stressors and how to be able to focus on my end goal, also while being a good mom, and how to put things in perspective, what is important. It taught me to how to focus on my goals and how to make them achievable. It's the 6 credits. There's 2 different classes. One's the stress management, right, Margaret?
Mm-hmm. Stress management and then life transitions.
Life transitions. And there's a book and there's homework along with it. And it sets you up to be a really good student, how to take care, self-care for yourself, and also get a good support network going, and also to go on with your goals.
It's confidence building. I mean, that's what so much of this is, because so much of what we consider success in the world is really, are you living the vision that you have in your head? You know, because we oftentimes second guess ourselves and we lack confidence, and sometimes we just need to be bold and we need to do things. And this, having this class, so this Lives in Transition class is offered in the fall, the winter, and the spring quarter. And it's 2 classes.
Yes. 6 credits, college credits.
Okay.
They follow you through to other colleges. I use mine at Linfield.
So. And during that class, women learn about how they can take control of their lives and make changes that are healthy for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Women and men. We have men.
And you have men in Lives in Transition. Right. Okay. And then WINGS is just this 1-day class. And then maybe, Tanya, we should talk a little bit about what inspired you to – did you do Lives in Transition or did you just
WINGS? I did Lives in Transition after I did the WINGS.
Okay. So what made you decide that you needed to make a shift in your life?
Well, my husband got very sick when our little one was about 6 months old, and I kind of panicked. It put me into that, oh my gosh, what if something happens to him? What am I going to do financially? So I started thinking about going back to school, but I didn't have my GED. So I thought, well, let me just go and get my GED, and then we'll go from there. If I get my GED, that looks good on job applications. And all through my steps, I would tell myself, well, if I just get through this, then that'll look good on this. And so I went and got my GED, and I scored very well. I was quite shocked. So then I went to this WINGS conference, and they gave me a voucher for 1 free class. So leaving there, I thought, well, if I take this Lives in Transition class that's 6 credits, that's 2 classes that are free to me. And if I use this voucher, that's 3 classes that I can take, and it won't cost me a thing. So I thought, what do I have to lose? It's a win-win situation. So I took the WINGS, and then the following term, I signed up for Lives in Transition, and in there, it showed me that I have the right to say no. I have the right to say, I'm sorry, but this is my boundary, and you can't cross this. This is where I draw the line. And it freed me up from a lot of that guilt feeling of being selfish, doing something for myself. It was like, I'm not going to allow a person to make me feel bad because I'm not at every baseball practice. I'm not at every dance class. And so being able to set those boundaries with people is one of the things from Lives in Transition that I will take with me everywhere.
That's really powerful, because I know that women especially try to do be all things to all people, be everywhere at once, and it's impossible. And so, and really what you're doing is you're looking for, I mean, there may be some short-term games and classes that you would miss participating in, but in the long run, you are going to become a teacher. You are looking at increasing your educational portfolio, your financial earning capabilities, all of that.
Right. And I think another thing that I wanted my kids to learn, I have, you know, two preteen kids who someday are going to go to college, and I want them to be able to say to themselves, you know what, if my mom can go to college with three kids, I can do it with no kids.
That's great. And how have they been in terms of being supportive of you?
You know, it's really great because the homework thing is so much fun now. Like, they have their homework and I have my homework, and they think it's great that they can finish theirs before that I can finish mine. And we've even got the little guy who's going to start preschool this year doing his homework. I give him a pencil and a piece of paper and he pretends to do his homework. So it's actually been quite fun. It's been a learning experience.
Margaret, before we came on the air, you mentioned that these kinds of programs, WINGS and Lives in Transition, really help build community. Could you explain that concept a bit more?
Well, what we were talking about is some of the work that I've been doing for my doctoral program that's looking at worldwide research that shows that the more a community supports women, the stronger and more quality that the community has. That when women are supported, families are supported. When women are supported, children are supported. When women are supported, schools do better. When women are supported, the economy does better. It's just, it's an amazing across-the-board look at communities that have services specifically geared towards women's needs. And that's not to discredit any other person's needs, but it's to look at this dynamic that happens on a worldwide level. And if we could understand that, I think that, you know, what that's seeking is gender equity. And that gender equity brings us into a better realm as human beings and as community. So it's just phenomenal research.
And that's a really great point that applies to all of us, because it's all of us who make up community. I mean, where we live is
exactly
our community, and it's individuals. And one of the things that you said, Tanya, was that you thought you had to be a Donna Reed mother. And the challenge is that's really difficult for people today, because most families, both people have to work.
It takes two incomes these days to even get anywhere, to even get any progress. You know, my husband and I would love to buy a home, but with one income, we just can't do it. It's not possible. So it takes two adult workers to even support just a family of two kids.
Mm-hmm. And an interesting additional fact is that it's almost always taken more than one income wage earner to support families. It used to be, however, that children worked and that there were not child labor laws. And so children were forced into the working world at much younger ages because families needed that income. Mm-hmm. Once we put in the child labor laws, which are good, I'm glad for that, but then it turned it so that families then needed two adult wage earners to make a decent living.
I think there's also a mythology about families, about how they're supposed to be, how they have been, that, you know, you stay at home and you make, pies and soups all day and everything. And that's just not the way of the world today. And so what you're doing and what these classes are offering is a chance for you to be a fully realized person in whatever ways you choose to do that. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. We're talking about WINGS, Women Interested in Going Back to School. It's a one-day conference that happens on Saturday, September 11th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Clatsop Community College. And it's free. And there's a free lunch and also child care provided on site. And my guests today are Margaret Frumeth. She is Clatsop Community College Lives in Transition Coordinator. We also have Lives in Transition Program Assistant, Rinda Johansson, and a WINGS graduate. She also took Lives in Transition, Tanya Pierce. When WINGS first started, did the business community get behind this? Because it seems like the business community here would be very positive about WINGS and about Lives in Transition.
AAUW has done an incredible job bringing in the business community and seeking donations, contributions, and also all kinds of other support, including there are some businesses that encourage their workers to go check out the WINGS conference so that they're understanding that with greater support, greater confidence, and greater education, they're going to have better workers. So that's a the business community in Clatsop County is wonderful in terms of supporting WINGS.
And Senator Betsy Johnson, I want to talk about her role in this. And Rinda, why don't you explain what Senator Johnson does?
Well, Senator Johnson speaks at the opening of the WINGS conference, and it's really inspirational to see this person that's so powerful to these women. It's just inspirational hearing her. But on the back side of everything that she does, she is a total supporter behind these women. I've had conversations with Betsy where we've actually worked to individually help students. She has gone out of her way to provide support, to help us troubleshooting different problems that they've run into. I can't begin to say how much her support has been for both the WINGS and the Lives in Transition group.
And that happens at 8. Let's talk about what happens on Saturday. Let's say that right now someone's listening to this program and they say, you know, my neighbor's daughter is kind of at loose ends. She doesn't quite know what to do with herself. And it doesn't matter what age. Absolutely does not matter what age. Anyone can go to WINGS. And on Saturday. So what happens when people show up at Columbia Hall on Saturday morning, 8 a.m., what happens?
Well, one of the first things that happens is you're greeted and you fill out your registration paper for the college. And you're offered coffee and you're offered some breakfast right there. And you meet all the amazing WINGS women. And then they go into a conference room where they all intermingle. And you start making friends immediately because there's other women just like you sitting there.
Tanya is nodding her head and smiling.
Yes, I am. I still have a very good friend who comes by once in a while and cooks me and my family dinner if I've had a late day that I met at the WINGS conference.
Wow.
All right, so a lot of loving, supportive energy, a lot of good people. Mm-hmm. So you're very warmly welcomed. Your children are taken to some very safe, wonderful mm-hmm. place mm-hmm. where they're going to play and
have childcare.
The next thing that would happen is Betsy speaks, of course, and that's always wonderful.
Well, she's
so
much
fun.
She hands
out her card.
She has such a
great
sense of
humor. I mean,
they
have her personal phone number. I mean, how awesome is that? And then they're told about all the different breakout sessions that'll happen. And this is where it really happens is in those little breakout sessions. You learn about the systems at the college. You learn about financial aid because it's totally foreign to a lot of people, these little things that you don't know. You learn about the admissions process. You learn about some different programs such as ours up there with real students. These are students from the college that are up there helping us out too, and along with the WINGS women. You have an awesome lunch. They have another key speaker. Our girl from last year, Teresa Miller, is coming back to speak this year. We're so excited
about
her.
I met her at the WINGS conference too.
And she's been one of Tanya's mentors through a lot of things, and
it sounds like a lot of fun, and it's and great success stories.
It is, and the one thing that I would add is that there is tremendous support at the college. So you mm-hmm. have people from financial aid who are taking a Saturday to talk at WINGS. You have people from the different support services throughout the college. There is a math anxiety class because to graduate in any kind of a degree and most certificate. I think all certificate programs, you have to have a level of math that totally freaks people out. It would freak me out. There's a class there that talks about math anxiety and how to get through math anxiety. There's also there's going to be a morning focus on distance learning. So if you have some education but you want to take it further but you don't want to move, you can come just for the morning and talk to somebody about how to do distance learning right here from our community.
Could you explain the concept of distance learning for someone who might say, I'm not quite sure what that means?
Mm-hmm. It's how I'm getting my doctorate. So I live here. Sometimes some programs require a face-to-face contact at some point. Some do not. There are many programs where you can take credit classes and get a degree from another university that is working in tandem with Clatsop Community College so that you can stay here in the community but take classes there, get credit, get a degree.
So, and Eastern Oregon University is one of those,
yeah,
I think.
And there's several.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the distance learning is something that people, so if someone doesn't necessarily, they're not going there to go back to school in a traditional classic sense. They have some schooling. They don't quite know where they might want to go with it. So, I mean, really, this is just a guided tour through the mysteries of, yeah, of you know, how do you improve your life? How do you learn more?
And right. I think the mysteries thing is the thing you is a key thing you hit on, because the unknown to us is always scary. Well, this takes the scary out of that. I know if I would have had this program beginning, I never got to attend Wings. It was before Wings. It would have changed my experience at the college, because I would have known things that were so unknown to me, and I was afraid to ask when I first got there, because I was intimidated. I didn't have, you know, the background to speak up and say, hey, I don't understand financial aid and all these little things here, or to speak up in classes. So it's a great wealth of knowledge and support and gives you a voice.
So baby steps, baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, baby steps.
And Tanya, tell me then, how has your life changed since you took the Lives in Transition class and the Wings conference?
I have only seen positive changes. There still are a few little depression issues and anxiety issues that I deal with. But other than that, I'm no longer having to take medication to control them. I can control them on my own, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But just the confidence and knowing that I can call Rinda up and say, Rinda, help, I'm, you know, needing this. Lives in Transition is always there for me, no matter what. And I know that. And that's huge, coming from somewhere where schooling wasn't important. Now it's become the most important thing. And I see it in my children's grades. I mean, I have two kids that get straight A's.
Wow.
What more can you ask for?
And they like it.
And they love
the thing,
school.
See, now that's the thing, too. It's not just about grades or degrees. It's, are you enjoying this? Are you mm-hmm. having fun? And this really sounds like there are a lot
it
of people having a lot
of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to become a teacher.
Yes.
And you're getting close to that goal.
Yes, I am. I'm one term closer to my goal.
And it took just that baby step of being willing to say, I think I'm going to go check out the Wings seminar.
I felt like I had nothing to lose. Here they were going to watch my children, feed me, and I got to talk to other women. How great is that?
Yeah, that's cool. Also, you know, we never have told people, if you're listening to this program and this sounds really exciting and appealing to you and you know someone this would be good for, or for you, for yourself, no matter what age, remember, that's the thing that's important. You can call Pat Lehman. She is the American Association of University Women Coordinator. Her phone number is 503-717-1852. I'll say it again, and then I'm going to leave it here at the station. You can always call KMUN right after this program and say, what was that phone number? It's 503-717-1852.
And I think I'd like to add that if you call that number, that's the pre-registration number, and it's really important to pre-register.
So you can prepare for how many people are going to have lunch.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. It's really important. I will also add, though, that if on Saturday morning you have not pre-registered and you remember the Wings Conference and you're kicking yourself for not pre-registering, come by the college. If we have room, we would love for you to attend. But pre-registration just helps us plan, both for the food and the childcare.
Okay, great. And if for some reason on Friday night, late at night, or early Saturday morning, you realize that you haven't done that, still come to the college.
Absolutely.
Are there any success stories, any stories that you'd like to share about people who have overcome things? Like, I know that you said, Tanya, that math was something that you just thought, oh, no, I can't even. And then you suddenly said, you know, this could be kind of fun.
Well, I think with my math, what it did was, the funny thing is, you know, you go into college and all of a sudden your math books have ABCs in them. As my son said, I didn't know there was ABCs in math. And that was very foreign to me. But now that I understand, it's all just a bunch of steps. You just have to remember the rules. If you don't break the rules, you can get through the math. But I would have loved to have went to that math anxiety class. They didn't offer that when I was in Wings. That's something new. So I would love to maybe go and sit in on that.
And every year it sounds like there are new things that happen as a result of people coming and saying, well, what about this? Oh, you know, we hadn't maybe thought of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, right. And it's also, I mean, people are volunteering their time. So some of it has to do with who's available that day. But we have some standard things. Financial aid is always a part of the Wings Conference, how to register. The other thing we haven't mentioned is if you do not yet have your GED, come to the WINGS conference anyway. There's support there for getting through your GED. You can take Lives in Transition program without having your GED. So we're there to support you. And the other thing that I'll throw in is, and it's sort of been an undercurrent in all of this conversation, but the support continues on at the college through Lives in Transition and a lot of other support services. The college here is a gift to the community.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I don't know if people realize what the resources that are really truly available on a regular basis, and that's why this is one way to make it very user friendly.
Absolutely,
for people to come. I mean, I've taken classes at the college, a writing class, and I love it. It's just we are so fortunate to have this, and anyone who is listening to this program, I mean, this is open to people that the Classic Community College serves.
Right, right, and AAUW is remarkably supportive. I mean, this is a group of women who will just take people under their wings and make sure that you're successful.
Yes.
So it's great.
So if you feel like you need to change your life and your life is in transition or you want to transition yourself, you want to really take light a fire and just create a little spark and maybe you're concerned, afraid, just take this small step of going to the WINGS conference on September 11th, and it will open up some new opportunities and ideas for you. Yes. And we only have a couple more minutes left, so any last thing you'd like to say, Tanya?
No, I just want to say that WINGS is an amazing program, and I think that if nothing else, just get out for the day. Enjoy some time with some fabulous women.
All right. Thank you so much. And Rinda.
And guys, I attended one year.
All right, Terry Wilson.
And I remember the food.
Yes. Food was great.
Okay, food and friendship. And
I think these are amazing women that work really hard to bring this because they have the belief that, you know, given the right tools, we can all be successful. And that's what it's really about is our inner selves being successful. So give yourself a chance and come on up to the
create new opportunities. Mm-hmm. So you might even open a small business. We don't know what you're capable of. You don't know until you try.
Right.
Margaret.
And Donna, I just want to thank you because you are amazingly supportive. The community, the station is supportive, and our community is supportive. So thanks.
Oh, good. Well, the businesses definitely realize and benefit. And I love that you brought that concept of how this strengthens our community as women are more educated, more empowered, more confident. It helps all of us. Mm-hmm. So thank you all so much for being here today. And good on you. Great WINGS Conference coming up September 11th, Saturday, 8 to 3:30 at Classic Community College. And thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and local talented banjo instructor, Michael Brunn, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things, on feeling good about those things. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.